Good morning. We're continuing with Yodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Chol Lamed, the Melacha of Tzedah, and we finished the Siman Aleph. We mentioned that there are five criteria to be considered Tzedah on a Torah level. The Chayyadim touched upon three of them and the first Siman. He will come back to the other two. We have to discuss the level of domestication of the animal. An animal which is fully domesticated, it's not called capturing it when you shut it in the room because it's not going anywhere, it's not running away. An animal which is semi-domesticated, which you have, like, say, a farm animal, you put it into a room, it's not going to be happy, it's going to try and run away, etc. But it goes out to pasture by day, but it comes back by night, so it's going to be back by nighttime. So you don't really need to do tzedah on it. That's going to be a case where a person does tzedah on these things. If you're doing tzedah on something which doesn't need tzedah, it's not a derisa tzedah. So Chayyadim will talk about that, Besus Hashem, in Siman Gimel and Siman Dalet. In Siman Beis, he deals with a different question. So let's get the basic premise down, what he's grappling with. He's grappling with the following question. A person is shutting a door, shutting a window, so we consider that an act of tzedah. If a person has a different purpose to shut the door or shut the window, he's shutting the door or shutting the window because it's cold, or he's worried about getting up. So can he shut that door or shut that window and thereby cause an act of tzedah? We should approach this normally based on the rules of Dor Shani Miskaven. He doesn't have intent to do tzedah. It's not his goal to do tzedah. His goal is to keep the room warm. But if it's a psik ratio, if it's definite that this is going to cause a tzedah, this is the case, the rule that even Rav Shimon says, Dor Shani Miskaven is mutter. If it's a psik ratio that tzedah is going to occur, or that an isser is going to occur, it becomes an isser. What level of isser is it? By the concept of Rishonim Miskaven, Rav Shimon's concept of Rishonim Miskaven, that it's mutter, doesn't only apply only to Shabbos, does not apply only to Shabbos, it applies to all of the halachas of the Torah. That's clear in the Gemara in a case where a person, even Rav Shimon holds Rishonim Miskaven as mutter, it's a psik resha, not only is it usher, but it's going to be usher on a Torah level, it's going to be chayiv, a punishment. There's a rush which says, however, by Shabbos, it's still lacking malachas machshavas, the person is not doing the malach intentionally. So that's a higher level of intention, which is needed, for the purpose of Hilchos Shabbos. So by Shabbos, it will remain at the Rabbanon, even Ipsik Resha. So here we have the situation where a person wants to shut the door, it's freezing cold. If he shuts the door, he's doing tzedah. So is there any way to shut the door that the Chayyadim is going to grapple with? So we can differentiate between a case where you're dealing with Tzedah D'Raisa or Tzedah D'Rabbanon. You're dealing with Tzedah D'Raisa, means the area which you shut the door, you're enclosing it in an area which is small enough that the animal is easily accessible. You've done Tzedah on a Torah level. If, however, the room is large enough that the animal can evade capture during that one chase around the room, so it's not tzedah on a Torah level, it's only tzedah midrabanan. If it's only tzedah midrabanan, maybe we should be more mekel, but Dor Shani Miskaven. It's Dor Shani Miskaven mutter by tzedah, by an isser malacha midrabanan. So this is the question which the Chayyadim is grappling with. There is a fascinating Rashba that the Rashba says, seems to say something which is extraordinary, that when it comes to, at least when it comes to tzedah, the act of shutting a door can be an act of tzedah, and the act of shutting a door can be just to keep the house safe, etc., warm. The malach of tzedah, that the act of shutting a door becomes an act of tzedah, is a chiddush. I'm not doing anything directly in the animal, I'm not touching the animal, I'm just changing the situation around the animal, and therefore I've done something. So the Shimon Shkop understands the Rashba, that idea only applies when a person has intent to do that. This Kiddush, that an act of shutting a door becomes a Maisa Tzedah, because changing the circumstances is considered Tzedah, is only when a person intends to do that. A person has no intent to do that. What he's doing is shutting the door. He's keeping his house safe. He's not involved at all in an act of trying to corner an animal and take control over the animal. Now, by other malachas, this wouldn't be true. A person is actively turning on a fire, so even though the goal is not to cook the pot which is there, there's a pot on top of the fire, so besides turning on the fire, he's also cooking. He says, I'm not trying to cook, I'm trying to heat up the house. That wouldn't help him, but if the pot is there, it's secretion that's going to be cooked. So he's done both things. But over here, because the whole idea of enclosing something is not an obvious concept, would say that's a chiddush, because again, you're not doing any maisa there's no real change in the animal, and there's no maisa which is done directly in the animal. The animal has not been touched, has not been covered with a net. You've not changed the animal, you just change the circumstances around the animal. That's only chayiv if the person is trying to do that. So that's one approach in the Rashba. So can we rely on the Rashba? How much can we rely on the Rashba? So we'll see that Be'ez Hashem in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.